Land coach Ryan Finnerty, more disappointment tonight. How do you sum it up?
Well, it's obviously frustrating, Craig. You know, you work all week and you know, you break down Manchester, you break down the way we've been playing, and practice, everybody's clicking, everybody's talking, we're moving the puck, and we come out here and we can't string two passes together. You know, and it's frustrating because it's a good group of guys in there. It's a group that wants to win, and for whatever reason, we step on the ice and the simplest of things become a very, very daunting task. And you ask them to execute plays and bear down in front of the net, and you know, it seems like a long hill up right now. So it's it's difficult. You got to find a way to stay positive. You got to find a way to get better. But right now, we got an experienced group that should be pissed off right now at the fact that we can't and we aren't doing the simplest things that are, you know, resulting in scoring one goal a game, putting 30, 35, 40 shots on net and scoring one goal. Like I said, 18 opportunities from inside the house, we scored one goal. You know, it's not good enough. It won't fly. You know, we've been patient. Enough's enough. We're not an organization that will stand for losing, especially three in a row. Mm-hmm. Three in a row. You know, two of them at home.
You made a few changes tonight to the lines. You tweaked a few things as well. Can we see more of the same tomorrow night?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like we have to move it around. And I hate doing that. But I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing the connection. I'm not seeing the jump. It's easy to do it in practice, you know, and whether this is a group that can't perform under pressure, that's a very, very serious problem. Mm. Or right now we are lacking so much confidence that it's making just the simplest things difficult, and it looks that way. You know, every time we get the puck, we look like we're gripping our sticks and not sure what to do with it. Nothing's really flowing. And you know what? Guys got to work themselves out of that. Nobody can teach confidence. You know, we wouldn't be here if we could. And an experienced group like that, it's a tough league to play in. You know, you can't just show up. And I think we talked about that last week. And it's frustrating. I know it's frustrating. I know the fans are upset. I know our supporters that have watched us perform in this building time and time again and win at the 90% ratio. It's difficult, and I understand that. And it lands on my shoulders. As a coach, you have to find a way to turn these into wins, and losing these kind of types of games, it's not fun to watch. You know, nothing about it right now is pretty, and we have to get through it. We have to get it, and the only way to get through it is winning.
Winning ugly, is that the way to do it?
Doesn't matter. You just need to get a freaking win and build from there. I don't care how it is, you know. And it will be ugly. It will be ugly because we're going to scrap for everything. And you know, right now, it's the padding on the back is done. You know, like I said, I'm tired of repeating myself. The guys, you know, my captain, my guys from last year are tired of saying the same thing. I thought Keither led by example. I thought he worked hard. And you know, he's the only one tonight that I would give a pass to. You know, when we grade him, you know, one to five, he's the only guy that would have a five. And we're hovering the rest around the two. And it's tough to coach a team when none of them have confidence. You can have one or two guys with off nights, but when everybody's struggling, it's very tough. And whether it's the pressure they feel to put on themselves or feel from the outside, it doesn't matter. You got to find a way to win. Nobody's feeling sorry for the Brayhead clan. In fact, everybody's loving this right now. You know, and it's a difficult situation for myself and Richie to be in. It's great having Richie to come in, especially fresh, and we're able to break stuff down. But it's frustrating. It's frustrating to watch. It's frustrating to watch guys just completely kind of in their own world out there, where you expect them to know something, you expect them to do it, you expect them to execute, and it's like they've never seen that before. And looking at where guys have played, and you're just going, it can't be this difficult, you know, and it's hockey. It's what it is. It's sport. It's a tough side of life, but that's why good coaches come through. And that's what we said, Richie. And I said, I've led the for a long time here. I've had a lot of wins under my belt, and I challenge every year for that league title. And it's not by accident, and it won't be, and we'll be up there again this year. But right now we got a lot of work with this group, and we need some belief and some buy-in, and we need some guys, you know, like you said, we need an ugly win. It's dark times, and we got to find a way through it, and we will, but right now I'm losing patience in a real hurry.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks.